Waking Up with Mike and Trisha on 93.1 KISS FM.
So Mike and Trisha Mornings presents a once a month visit with special guest Michael Gopin. You know him, you love him, you see his commercials on TV all the time. Hello, Mr. Michael Gopin.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, good. Okay, so we've got a lot of questions today.
Yeah,
we've
a lot of trucking accident questions, but we're going to save those for the second segment.
Yep, and then we also have some app questions that we want to ask you. So let's jump right in because I know that there's going to be a lot of stuff we can talk about here. Okay, so
sounds good.
This is something that I think a lot of people, you know, have to go through. This is from Veronica, and she submitted this via the KISS FM free mobile app. And she said, my in-laws are going through a messy divorce. My sister-in-law is keeping her young kids away from their father for over a month. He reached out to his lawyer, who's already filed for divorce and custody agreement. And his lawyer has reached out to her lawyer, but that lawyer says she has not responded. That's been going on for a week. And she wants to know, is there really nothing that can be done? Because he really just wants to see his kids again.
Well, the question here is if there's any temporary orders already established. If there's an order by the court setting out the custody agreement, that is legally enforceable. So the question is it too early in the process and there's no agreement yet? So then whoever really has possession of the kids is going to be, you know, the one in power. Or is there a court order already? If there's an order, it can be enforced. So she would need to get her lawyer, who I know she's been contacting, to set up a hearing for contempt in the case if there is an agreement. And if there's also an agreement, she could also take that agreement and call the police and tell the police that she's not, you know, going by the agreement and I want my kid.
And I think that what a lot of people think is that once the divorce papers have been filed, that like all of a sudden you have to follow the custody agreements and all that other stuff. But there's a lot of steps that go into play before, you know, there's a custody agreement, there's enforceable, you know, paperwork and things like that.
Exactly. Just the fact that you're filing the divorce doesn't necessarily or doesn't at all start the custody issues. So they have to be an agreed upon order by the court. There are standard orders, of course, but until those orders are in place, there are no legal rights other than you are the parent and you could see the child. But if the other parent is in possession of them, you know, good luck. It's going to be a very difficult situation.
And then there's also the 30 to 60 days for answers on certain paperwork.
Oh my God.
And so
that's a lot of foot dragging.
And so you really can. So the person, either the person who is, you know, filing the divorce or the person who's waiting around for the answers to come back, it could be 30 to 60 days sometimes.
Oh, no doubt about that. I mean, the best advice, if there's no orders, would be, you know, to try to have a civil conversation with your spouse and then tell them it's in the best interest of the kids that I get to see them also. Let's work something out and be better parents.
And then duck, because somebody's going to throw something at you.
Yeah, you're going to have to suck up a lot is what Mr. Gopin is saying.
If, it's true.
You know, if there's nothing in place and you're the one who is being kept away from your child, you're gonna have to suck it up, man. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to swallow a lot of pride.
Yep.
Okay, so that brings us to another question. This is from the... This is from the also via the app, but it's the Submit Audio app.
Right.
Okay, so this is Isaac, and Isaac wants to know about a situation having to do with dental work done in Juarez. Here he is via the free 93.1 KISS FM mobile app.
My question is, I went to the dentist over in Mexico to get some work done on my teeth because it's a lot cheaper over there. I used my insurance for that, and they accepted it. Ever since I got the check, I've been trying to pay them, but I haven't been able to get a hold of them due to the whole pandemic. He got a hold of me one time. I told him I haven't gotten the check at the time, and then the second time around, I was out of town, so he got a little mad, and now he says that he's going to report me as fraud. I still have the check, and I've been trying to pay him. So, what can I do?
Well, I would just, you know, tell them that you're doing the best you can. You know, if you can try to figure out a way to get that check cash, that would be great. If there's someone else that could take the money to the dentist in Mexico, If you're unable to go over there yourself, that would be a good idea. Otherwise, the dentist is just going to have to wait. There's nothing that he can do to you in the United States, legally.
Really?
It's a different country, so he would have to file a lawsuit, in Mexico for that. He's not going to be able to come over here to try to enforce something that happened in a different country. He can't report you to the credit bureau for a Mexico debt. So, you got lots of things that are working in your favor. But just try to be nice to the guy. Try to tell him that you're doing everything you can to work it out. It may take a little longer than anticipated because of the pandemic. Reach out to some of your friends who may go to Mexico. Maybe they could drop a payment off at his office or something of that nature. But that would be my best recommendation for you.
Yeah, because eventually, Tifas, you know how they are.
I know.
Eventually,
right?
It's going to hurt
need
again.
More work.
So you don't want to be burning those bridges, even if they are international bridges.
Go to a different dentist, then, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Or pay more in the U.S. if you think it's cheaper in Juarez. But so, really, because it's international, the dentist, all he really can do is threaten, or can he do something? And then the minute you cross over and you get stopped or busted or however things happen over there, then they can track you down or what?
Well, it's not a crime to not pay a bill. It's a civil matter, so they can't throw you in jail for not paying the dental bill in Mexico. He would have to file a lawsuit over there and serve you and go through the legal process in Mexico. So, he certainly can do that. He'd have to serve you. It's probably not worth his time and effort and money to do that, but he certainly is able to do it under the laws of Mexico. But in terms of a crime and being thrown in jail, it's not a criminal act at all, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Okay. All right. But it sounds like, Isaac really does want to pay his debt because he hasn't, spent the check on anything else.
Right.
Exactly. So I would reach out to the doctor, be really nice and apologetic, tell him the situation and tell him that, you will pay him. It's just taking longer than anticipated.
Okay. All right. So we'll be right back. The next segment, we're going to talk about trucking accidents. Here in El Paso, you see them all over I-10 all the time. Sometimes you jump in front of them. Sometimes they jump in front of you. But stuff happens. And so up next on Kiss El Paso and Mike and Tricia Mornings, we are going to discuss some questions that have come in having to do with trucking accidents with Michael Gopin. Ask a Lawyer continues next on 93.1 Kiss FM.